morning and happy Tuesday. It's the Morning Brew with Nick Cooper and Tony Hart. Hello.
Hi. How is everybody?
Ready for a Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you don't have a choice.
I'm honestly more ready for a Friday at this point.
Well, I would be too, but I can't complain a lot. I've been, you know.
I'll deal with it.
One day back from work. This is my second one. I better not complain.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, God, I got to work for 2 full weeks straight before another vacation day.
Oh, the worst.
I know. Like, we're all trying to get our vacation in during the summertime.
Yeah.
And, like, out of ratings and stuff. You know, we're all trying to juggle this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun.
It's just like off, off, off. You're off. I'm off.
I think we're together, though, for 2 weeks. I think we got a 2 week stretch now where we're together.
That's fantastic. Let's make the most of it.
Let's go. And just when we're getting back in full stride, I'm on vacation and you're on vacation.
So we have more talk about the Olympics, of course. We're well in full swing with that. Got kind of an answer to a question we had from before the Olympics got going. You were wondering about the men's basketball team. I found an answer for you.
Yes. There's been a lot about the lodging about the Olympics that I've, that we
just
can discuss.
General?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk about this. Plus, I'm going to share some things, and maybe you want to get involved, Nick, of things that you've learned while watching this year's Olympics.
Okay.
Live from Paris, France.
Love
Plus,
that.
We got Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets. They're going to be at St. Croix Casino Hurdle this weekend.
Yep.
So if you want to win that, stick around for your chance coming up after 8 o'clock this morning.
All right, sounds good. Music from Dua Lipa now here in Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time to play Song in 60 here this morning. I'll throw some hints your way, and you can see if you can beat Tony in guessing what the song of the day is.
Yes, let's go.
All right, been a little while since we played here together, so let's get into Song in 60 this morning, which starts right now. A gaming system. Old gaming system.
Nintendo.
Older.
Atari.
Yes.
Okay.
That is... Okay, so it is plural Atari.
Ataris?
Yes. Yes, that is the band. The Ataris. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Remake song. This was a big hit in the 80s.
Bro, I can't... I don't even know...
Don Henley sang this song.
Boys of Summer.
Yes.
I do remember the remake of the Boys of Summer,
yes.
But I could never tell you who did it. But
yeah.
Okay.
Because I think this was the only song that anybody
Ataris.
That doesn't follow them knows.
But no idea.
Now you know it's the Ataris.
I know it's a band, but that's about as far.
They remade a throwback, 15-ish years ago.
Oh,
they remade or more. They remade a song with an old school name, so it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Mix, what are we, Morning Brew? Good morning and happy Tuesday. So, Olympic Games, we're in week two, and the Team USA basketball team, lots of NBA stars that are a part of it.
Oh, tons. Our
Anthony
own
Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, just lots.
Yeah. We are going to name
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
That was the one I was
in. Yeah. So, before the games got started, Tony, we were talking about the cardboard beds that are part of the standard places to stay in the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
And you were like, there's no way in heck that the NBA players are staying on
those
beds.
Zero chance.
And you're correct.
Yeah.
Have you seen any stories about this before I get into the details?
Some, yeah, that they are in a really bougie hotel. They get like 700 rooms, I think.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. So between them, staff, family, things like that, about 700 rooms. And that doesn't have a cheap price tag. So there was a report from Forbes that talked about the normal lodging for the Olympic Games versus what they're spending for these.
Right.
So for most American teams at the Olympic Games, lodging, transportation, and security might run around $400,000. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's not the $15 million that the U.S. men's basketball.
You're right. And I don't know how it's all structured because you have the Olympic you have like USA, Team USA.
Right.
But then you also have the Team USA basketball, which I think is kind of almost a separate
thing.
Organization.
I believe you're right.
You know, because as an organization, they probably make a ton more money than any of the other sports.
Right. Here. Yeah. The water polo team probably doesn't have the same budget.
No.
They're
not making as, you know, people aren't buying. Unfortunately, they're not buying water polo.
We were looking at highlights of that yesterday.
Speedos or anything like that, where they might buy like commemorative USA basketball gear or something.
Sure,
like that.
Sure. So, yeah, they highlight the dollar amount, $15 million for the squads, again, their teams, their staff, which not only is the hotel rooms, but it also includes transportation security and things like that, too. But $15 million, that's it's 30 times almost, I think, if I did my math right, what they're paying for the other teams, roughly speaking.
I did see, though, that if they have rooms left over of the allotment of 700, that they do spread it out amongst the rest of the American athletes and such.
Oh,
so
nice.
So they don't just go to waste. They'll use them for other Team USA. I guess I don't know how they figure that out.
You know, sure.
Seniority or something, but
yeah, I don't, that's a tough
gold
one.
Medal count. I mean, that's how you got a
right
seniority in the Olympic world. I imagine.
Let me ask you this question real quick. Do you, let's say you're a runner, or a golfer, you're at the Olympic Games. Are you in any way feeling frustrated or anything about the fact that the basketball team is staying
No, I don't think so, because I mean, LeBron James is worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Sure.
I mean, he's not going to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of different comparing the Team USA basketball, who, you know, they all do this on a very high level and make a ton of money.
Right.
To come in. I don't know. That's fair. I think it's kind of different. I mean, I will say it's pretty cool. I guess the basketball, they do not play in Paris.
Okay. Sure.
So they decided, instead of getting a hotel in where the city they're playing at, they're actually staying in Paris so they can still go to the village, hang out with the athletes, get the experience,
sure,
and all that stuff. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was seeing, though, which I think is very interesting, that could have an effect on, like, competition, is air conditioning. None of the the athletic village there have air conditioning. So, like, unless you get them shipped in, right?
Oh.
So, like, Team USA, they ship in thousands and thousands of air conditioners for their athletes. Canada, same thing. Lots of these, you know, first, second, you know, countries send them in. Whereas some of the poorer countries aren't getting the AC sent to them.
Is it hot in France?
I guess it must be.
Right now, I mean, I know it can be. I don't know if it is right now.
The guy that won gold medal in, I want to say, swimming, one of the swimming events.
Okay.
He was actually photographed out. His room was so hot that he went outside and slept on the ground in the park. And there's a photo of him, like, out, like, he's got that look on his face like he's getting some amazing sleep because he suffered for 3 days.
Dang.
So I imagine that's got to affect the athlete themselves. It's all very...
No, that's a fantastic point. And then on top of that, if you do sleep in one of those beds, there's no air conditioning, it's hot, you're sweating onto a cardboard bed.
Ugh. Probably stanky. Ugh. Anyways.
All right, well, interesting stuff. Well, Tony's got some fun...
I even got some more fun stuff that I've learned. I'll give you a great list coming up here in just a little bit.
All right.
Plus, we got Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets coming up before 9 a.m., so keep it right here on the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Nick's nonsense on a Tuesday morning. A little nonsense off the air here this morning. Okay, so would you buy something to help your dog smell better, specifically a cologne or a perfume?
You know, I might, because my dog kind of does stink. She farts a lot, too, so it might help with that. So, and I think I've maybe bought something before that made her smell like cotton candy, I want to say.
Oh, fancy cotton candy. Well, so there are other products, I'm pretty certain, that help
maybe
your dog smell better.
Cotton candy dog. That's hilarious.
Your kids are over there licking the dog. Oh. So anyway, the reason I bring this up is because there is a big name in the scent world that is making a product specifically for dogs. It is Dolce & Gabbana getting in on making a cologne/perfume. They're calling it Fei Fei. There's an accent over one of the E's. I don't know exactly how to say it. The price of this bottle,
Have you seen a picture of the dog?
On their website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a stuffed dog. It's so perfect.
It does, yeah. Very well
fluffy,
behaved and maintained.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just. Yeah. So anyway, for the 100 milliliter bottle, which is about what you get when you buy a normal, you know, a human scent, generally.
Sure.
It's about the same, 3.4 ounces. Costs $105. It's a lot of money.
It is.
For a dog. But the question is, should you actually do it? So there are some health or some pet experts, specifically the like the British version of the ASPCA, whatever that one is. They say it might mess with your dog's sense of smell. You're adding a scent.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, you wash your dog sometimes, right?
I mean, you do, yeah. I mean, so, you do scented stuff. I mean, on their website, I clicked more into it here. Okay. It said, safe pet cosmetic certified, approved by vets, enjoyed by dogs, safety tested. I don't know.
So if there's some vets involved in this, and you would think Dolce & Gabbana would probably...
You're supposed to spray Fefe on your hands or on a brush and proceed by rubbing or brushing your dog's fur from the middle of the body towards the tail to give them a moment of scented pampering.
Very nice. Mm. So the scent is described as a combination. It's a warm scent with musk and sandalwood being a part of the combination of what the scent is all created out of.
They do say in here specifically to avoid the nose area, so...
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah, if it's, like, on the back and, like you said, toward the tail, like, you're adding a good scent for people to smell the dog.
And you know there's actual 24-karat gold on the bottle, too.
Yeah, so the bottle's got a... It's a green bottle. It's got a gold paw on it with the DG logo. You said 24-karat gold on there?
Yeah, it's a 24-karat gold plated paw.
Man... So well, if you're going to get some Dolce,
that's what you're paying for.
Not just the scent, it's for the gold on there, which you could harvest off of there maybe and do something with if you really wanted to. So there's Nick's nonsense here this morning. Tony's going to look for the knockoff version of that on Temu.
Oh, God, no.
What would that smell
like? No, not a chance.
Coming up, we'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here and Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
After a gloomy day yesterday, we'll see a nicer day today. Mid-70s and sunny is what the forecast is calling for your Tuesday. Tomorrow, we'll see partly sunny, mid-70s once again, and then some rain late tomorrow into Thursday. Rain chances and maybe some rumbles of thunder through the day on Thursday, wrapping up on Friday, and then looks like we start the weekend nice. Low to mid-70s and mostly sunny again.
Nothing like the East Coast.
Yeah.
Just kidding. What is it, Debbie? What is it?
Yeah, Debbie, I believe. Yes.
Debbie Hurricane right now. National Weather Service guy, I was listening on the way in early this morning, and he said, not a 100-year event, a 1,000-year event.
Whoa.
And usually when they, they're pretty reserved, the National Weather Service people.
Yeah,
like,
they
don't use terms like that unless they want to make a point.
Right.
But that one caught me off guard. I was like, dang, that's like that's like apocalyptic era stuff right there. Anyway, so hopefully everybody, if you know somebody out there, everybody stays safe on the East Coast. The Superior is working on its own problems. They no longer may have a landfill.
Ooh.
Real soon.
Duluth utilize that space,
too? Well, a lot of places utilize the Superior landfill. It's expected to be full and closed completely in 2026. It's been used by Superior, but also WLSSD and communities up the North Shore. They get like 18 semi-trucks a day from other places than Superior.
Sure.
Garbage.
Okay.
So the big point is that the dump is going to be close to the public soon. So public will not be able to bring their trash there anymore sometime probably this fall.
Okay.
Not a lot of plans for ahead. What's going on? So, I mean, there's some talks here and there, but seems like we're going to need a landfill space.
Well, you have a dumpster or a basement, don't you?
Yeah. It's already a landfill, my man.
Okay.
It's already a landfill. But, of course, this is going to be one of those fights where it's not in my backyard, right? Nobody wants this near them. So, good luck.
Yeah.
Twig, I'm sorry to tell you, we're going to have to take it over.
Why are you going to pick on Twig?
Well, I don't know. Just because I always pick on Twig. I love Twig, though. I love Twig. Everybody, everybody in Twig.
Write your letters and emails to Tony Hart.
But maybe Twig could be the new home. Well, isn't there a dump in Duluth? Or is it just a garbage
drop-off area? I think it's a transfer station on Arrowhead Road.
Yeah, it's not like a full dump.
Yeah. I believe that's
so. We're going to need a new dump, people. If anybody's got any ideas, you know,
you got a chunk of land you're not doing anything.
Yeah, like every this is not just a Superior problem. This is like an everybody problem.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So, anybody got any ideas? You might want to let you know.
The lake is not the answer. I'm just going to put that out there, just in case somebody thought it. So,
speaking of, there's going to be a whole bunch of new trash. It looks like the city's cleaning out just because they're cleaning up all the trash that's been left in front of City Hall.
Okay.
It looks like they're cleaning up the campsite this morning.
Okay.
Looks like they're starting to do that
progress. Is today the deadline or tomorrow?
I don't know, but there's some definitely activity when I was driving by this morning. City trucks and people milling around. There's big structures I noticed some missing. Wow. So it looks like that's coming to an end.
Change is happening there. All right. Coming up later on this morning, a chance to win some tickets to see Bone Thugs and Harmony. We'll also, Tony, you were saying you've got some more Olympic things, some stuff that you've learned.
There's a handful of things that I've learned over the last week or so watching the Olympics, just kind of fun things or actual like facts about the Olympics that I've been taking notes.
Interesting.
And I want to share a few of them with you.
You teased me with one, and I was really interested.
I blew your mind, right?
Yeah, I blew your mind.
And I may blow everybody else's mind with either amazement or stupidity coming up here soon with that.
Fascinating. Music from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen right now here in Mix It Away. Morning, Brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. 7:19 and 56 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix It Away studio. So yesterday we launched something on our deals website, seizethedeal.com. It's an opportunity to get some big items, some high ticket items at a pretty big discount.
Yes.
So it's an auction that we're doing here that has some things like, for example, a zero-turn mower from Bobcat of Duluth.
That's nice.
If you've ever used one or seen one before, they are pretty slick. A couple ATVs on there. We have an Articat Altera 450 from RJ Sport and Cycle, as well as a Sportsman 450 from Sanju Polaris and Two Harbors.
Like, for instance, you're going to say that, like, as the bids stand right now, they're half the price.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good these deals might be.
Right.
If you take advantage of this. I love the electric barrel sauna.
Yeah. That's a pretty nice looking
$4,900 buck value. Your current bid, $2,075.
Better than half off.
That's nice. I may put a bid on that.
There's snowplow on there, some jewelry. If you haven't checked it out yet, head to our deals website, seizethedeal.com.
If you're looking at getting married, guys, listen to me here. Or ladies, listen to me.
Yep.
Anybody that's ready to get engaged, there's a great engagement ring experience. It's a $2,000 value. Current opening bid, $800.
Wow.
So you enjoy an engagement or shopping ring experience with this gift certificate, $2,000 towards any ring of your choice, plus have your wedding date engraved on your rings at no charge.
Nice.
So,
if you're in the market for
love that, birds, lovebirds out there.
Yeah.
Pay attention to this.
No kidding.
So bids are open until Friday.
Yes.
At 7 p.m. our time,
yeah.
7 o'clock. Well, I just,
because these are all local businesses.
These are all local deals.
It's a local stuff, so
I want to confuse people. Yeah. 7 o'clock Friday, these all end. So get your bids in right now at seizethedeal.com. I want to see a bid on that engagement ring experience by the end of the day.
Okay, make it happen.
Some lovebirds,
somebody out there. Coming up this morning,
Nick will sing at your wedding for you as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that into the package. No, not you. We'll have David do it.
There we go.
David's our wedding singer here in the building.
He's the seasoned expert in that field. So
he knows how to hit those notes.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Coming up here a little bit, we're going to talk about some things you probably didn't know about the Olympics that Tony has.
I blew Nick's mind yesterday.
Discovered
one of my facts.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. I can't wait to learn the rest.
I'm going to blow your mind 2 days in a row, today and tomorrow.
You're setting the bar high.
I'm
looking forward to it. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. So, Tony.
Yes.
You're going to wow us. You're going to impress us.
Where's my Olympic music? Do we have my Olympic music? Do we have? There you go. So, I mean, let's just start with some basic Olympic facts.
Okay.
Some basic things. Like, Nick, do you know what the five rings stand for?
I feel like I did at one point, but no, I can't remember.
The five rings stand for the five continents
that people live on.
Coming together, yes.
Because, yeah, there are seven.
But five continents that people compete from, I guess. Let's just say that.
Right? There's seven. Which one's left out? Because Antarctica obviously is not represented, but...
What?
There's seven continents.
Right.
There's five rings.
Right.
So that means there's two continents being left out. One of them is obviously Antarctica.
Well, maybe there was only five. Maybe they didn't discover the sixth continent when they made the five Olympic rings. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
I mean, you're not wrong. All right. We're done with this bit. Let's move on.
Sorry. Poked a giant pin in that balloon.
The five continents throughout the world that compete in the Olympic Games. What do the five rings stand for? Are the five rings continents of the world?
I wonder if
the Americas were considered as one continent and Europe was treated as a district from Asia.
Okay, I was going to say, I wonder if they did. Okay.
So, the Olympics are a little goofy sometimes in their interpretation of things. Honestly.
Fair enough.
Anyways. And all the colors there represent, because all those colors are used in colors and flags around the world.
Sure.
Okay. So did you know that Olympics started way back in 776 BC?
Jeez.
And then they went through 392 AD and then took a 1,500-year break before coming back again. Just a little break.
Okay.
Just a little break. But now, of course, it's in Paris.
Sure.
Right? And the medals.
Yep.
The gold medal isn't actually gold. We all know that, right? It's gold-plated.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly silver, but it's gold-plated. I think in the 1920s, they stopped making it out of all gold because it just became clearly way expensive. So gold, silver, bronze are the medals. Yep. And the medals this year actually include a piece of the Eiffel Tower.
Really?
Yeah. All the medals this year have an actual piece of the Eiffel Tower in the medal.
Hopefully they didn't cut a structurally cool. important part off. Putting the medals.
Well, I know they did some remodeling recently or some work on the Eiffel Tower. Okay. So maybe they replaced a beam and cut that up and put that in the medals, I guess. But that's kind of a cool takeaway.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Each city does a cool different medal.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of photos and people talking about the photo finishes at the track and field. There's been a couple of them.
Yes.
One dude like jumped across the line yesterday, like literally dove across the line. And despite what you may think, the foot crossing the finish line, a hand crossing the finish line, a head crossing the finish line first does not count.
What?
It's all about the torso. So if you look at the pictures of, like, the photo finishes, it's the person with the torso across the finish line first that is the winner. And it kind of has its origin, you may ask, because I know you're going to be like, why is this? Back in the day when they used to use, like a streamer or you know, like a finish line when you run through the finish line.
Yep.
That's where, like, the finish line streamer would have caught you, your torso. So it all kind of goes back to that. Makes sense.
It does.
Makes sense. But if you see, like, dudes trying to, like, jump across the line or stick their chest out, you know, like, a lot of them will do that just to get that torso across first.
Okay.
This is the one that kind of blew Nick's mind, and it also kind of blew my mind. The swimming. So times are kind of down this year in all the swimming events. Compared to China's Olympics 4 years ago.
Right, yep.
So the reason why that is really fascinating, actually. It's because of the water depth. So this pool in Paris is much shallower than the pool in China was. It was a lot deeper there, I guess. So when the swimmers get doing their thing back and forth, it creates a bunch of
turbulence
and chop in the water. And if the pool is deep, it can absorb all that and go down deeper, whereas if it's a smaller pool, the turbulence really gets...
It's kind of wild.
It's more extreme in the shallower pools, therefore slowing down the swimmers.
And so, like, because that was the one you gave me, and I thought it's kind of interesting that the IOC doesn't regulate that and say all the pools for the Olympics got to be the same depth.
At this point, they're just struggling to get cities to host it, wow. I think. So
okay,
I don't know that they want to put up as many roadblocks, but at least the playing field is fair for everybody.
You bring up a good point that everyone's swimming in the same pool.
Everybody's in the same pool.
Yeah.
One other fact I learned this Olympics, particularly, is bulges can cost you a medal.
So I was going to ask the question.
It's just a thing this year. Like,
I was
going to
ask the question if that counted when you're crossing the finish line.
No, that's not part of the torso, apparently. So okay. I don't know that the bulge is going to help that much. But apparently that's a thing this year. Like, all of a sudden, I'm just seeing like all these bulge stories. I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's the thing we've all, not all, but, it's the unspoken thing of the Olympics, right? Like,
sure.
Everybody's probably checking. But now that we're just talking about it. We're just straight up, like, just
it's out there.
Now, yeah, it's become memes and everything.
Yeah,
that poor guy. I mean, there's been at least three different bald stories with this Olympics. There's been the... Nick can't even handle it if I say the word bulge.
No, I can't.
There was a swimmer guy, like the French swimmer or something like that, that made a bunch of, headlines.
Sure.
Or pictures or whatever. Right. And then there was the is it the height or the pole?
The pole vault.
Yes.
Pole vault.
Yes. That guy. Wow.
Hope stashed.
Look that one up by yourself. We were talking about pole vaulting last night at my house because there was some pole vaulting on.
Yeah.
And I think Mindy asked, like, what? What? Like, who came up with this? Like, what is this? I'm like, well, clearly you got to get over the castle wall, right?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if that is his origins, but then I was like, every jumper were like, oh, he made it over the castle wall. Oh, he didn't make it over the castle wall. But I'm assuming that has a lot of the games have military roots probably.
Or a practical application of some kind. Yeah.
Just considering the roots of the Olympics and the,
sure.
and, back in the day when.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Now I got to think about how that would apply with breakdancing.
I don't have any interesting breakdancing things. I haven't even seen it yet. I don't know if it's happening yet.
That's a good point. I mean, maybe gymnastics
is done now, so maybe they're saving it for
sure
for after gymnastics because there's going to be so much hype around it.
That could be.
I mean, breakdancing is it right there.
Yeah.
I don't think. Never mind. We're done talking about bulges.
Thank you.
But it's a thing this year. It's become a thing. It's become a thing.
It has become
and there's
a thing.
Always the one like. There's always the one, like, gorgeous Olympian, like, male, female, that everybody's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, the person.
There's the one that just got kicked out of the Olympic Village for being a distraction because she's so beautiful.
I didn't hear about
that. Like, the swimmer girl.
What's her name? I was just going to look her up, so I... Sorry.
What's her name? Olympic... Swimmer kicked out. Oh, it just fills right in. Kicked out. The computer's listed. Oh, Luna Alzano. Luana Alonso.
Okay.
She's a swimmer and influencer.
Yep, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got booted out of the Olympic Village.
Wow. That's something I guess you could brag about.
I guess.
Wow. Well, and I... Okay.
It's like... Okay. Definitely a distraction. Okay.
Coming up next hour, a chance to win some Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
What is this?
Tony, you've got some breaking news in here.
This is a Mix 108 breaking news alert.
What you got for us?
CNN is reporting that Kamala Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and his dad, Jeans, to be the VP running mates, sources say. So CNN is absolutely 100% running it. They're not even
speculating.
They're just saying,
Harris selects Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be VP running mate. Currently, they have a camera fixed on Walz's governor's residence in St. Paul.
So what's interesting is the Associated Press just before this said that we're going to get an announcement in the next couple of hours.
And then, bam, CNN just said, yeah, funny couple hours. Here's the details.
So I wonder
right
what
now.
They know that the Associated Press doesn't know or isn't willing to go with. That I know yesterday, you and I talked a little bit about this, that yesterday there were some like a series of like black SUVs showed up there.
Yes.
And so maybe that was a sign. I don't know.
It might have been. Well, yeah, they might have started stepping up security maybe last night.
Sure.
As they as she made the decision probably. But they will appear together if CNN is correct and some other news sources are now jumping on it as well, that they will appear together today in their first joint rally in Philadelphia before visiting other battleground states, including, I believe, Wisconsin this week. So I wonder how Walz will be accepted in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I remember hearing that they're going to be doing there's that.
You know, it's the whole rivalry thing.
It is.
Right?
It's the Minnesota-Wisconsin thing. Because they were saying, I forget what news outlet was talking about, the fact that it was a Western Wisconsin rally, you know, a stone's throw across the border.
Yeah.
So
now, the last time Minnesota had a VP was
a candidate. That was
Walter Mondale was VP, wasn't he?
What I think you're right. Never mind. Yeah.
So he was VP.
Yep.
And then before that,
Humphrey was it?
Humphrey. Yeah. Yeah. He ran for president, I believe. Is that right?
Now you're testing her history knowledge. I know.
But anyway, this
isn't the first time ever, is what you're getting.
It's
at.
Not the first time, but
it's not a common thing.
It's been a very long time.
Yes.
It's been a very long time since this happened. So, if everything stays as it's reporting, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be the vice presidential candidate. Oh, Humphrey was the former vice president of the United States. Mondale ran and lost. So
right.
Humphrey won. He was vice president. Mondale, I think, ran but lost.
Yeah, right. that makes sense. Yeah, yes, correct. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that because that's CNN's reporting it, but some other media outlets are saying they'll be finding out soon. Maybe this is the news. We'll keep an eye on it, but that's the latest anyway. Tony, thank you for your update.
And if you want to learn more about what happens if Tim Walz actually does become vice president,
yep.
I did a blog on that last week, and you can read that on the Mix 108 app or at mix108.com because some interesting things and some history will be made in Minnesota if Tim Walz is elected as
White House
vice president.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So check that out on the Mix 108 app or mix108.com.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's 60 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix 108 studios. Looking for a high today in the mid-70s. Sunny conditions today, mid-70s and partly sunny tomorrow, then some rain chances for Thursday. We stay in the 70s. More rain chances on Friday. A little cooler, though. And then this weekend, looking pretty nice. Low to mid-70s.
Beautiful.
Mostly sunny. So Tony, we, just moments ago had shared some news that CNN was reporting that, Vice President Kamala Harris had selected Tim Walz as her running mate.
It didn't take long. Now all the other news sources.
Yeah. So I had mentioned that the Associated Press was not, well, they've since changed their tune and they've joined in on that chorus now.
Yep. Everybody now, all the major news outlets are reporting that Tim Walz has been selected as Kamala Harris's VP running mate. They will make their first joint appearance today at a rally in Philadelphia. Of course, the other candidate is the governor of the state of Philadelphia, Ron Shapiro.
Yeah.
Is it Ron Shapiro?
I forget his first name,
anyways,
unfortunately.
So I wonder if he will also make it. I'm sure he'll be at the rally as well, throwing his support behind Tim Walz. But Walz looks like to be the running mate for Kamala Harris. Interesting move.
It is interesting. So, Tony, another little piece of news here. A couple weeks ago, Vikings rising star Jordan Addison was arrested.
Was he arrested? Yeah.
Suspected DW or DY. Mm. Well, he's
marijuana, I believe, right?
Well, so there was apparently there was two charges that were officially filed. They were announced yesterday. One of them was a blood alcohol level of at least 0.08.
Oh, okay.
So there was alcohol involved. I know that there was suspicion that maybe it was marijuana or something else.
Yeah, I heard it was.
So he has spoken about the incident a little bit, saying, I was in a bad place. I'm looking to learn from my mistakes, et cetera, which is good. Standard. Hopefully that is true, that he can, you know, rebound from this and learn from his mistakes and things like that. But there were two different charges, misdemeanors, that were filed. He'll be going to court in October for a hearing on the case. And as a part of this news, it was shared yesterday that depending on what happens with the court situation, he could also face suspension, minimum of 3 games from the league as well. So that's the latest on that situation. This is the, sadly, the second time in 2 years he's had some sort of interaction with the police during the summertime. It was actually almost exactly a year prior that he had that speeding. It was like almost double the speed limit he was driving in Twin Cities.
Right. Yeah.
He was going 140-something in a 55, so... So that's the latest on that situation. Good player. Hopefully that whatever's going on there, I know he's apologized and he said, I'm looking to learn from my mistakes and things like that. And hopefully that gets the support from the team and the people in his life to hold true to those words, because not good situation there. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, Tony, we got some tickets to give away.
Yeah, we got Bone Thug tickets. They're going to be at St. Croix Casino Hurdle this weekend. If you want to go check out Bone Thugs and Harmony, stick around for that. And maybe we'll have some time to talk about some of the new beverages at the Minnesota State Fair this year.
Nice.
There's a handful of them. Well, a bunch of them, actually. But some ones that I want your take on, Nick.
I think that sounds like a plan. Let's do that coming up here a little bit later on this morning. Music from Sabrina Carpenter now here in Mixin' Away. Good morning.
Bears me whiskey. Oh, it's time for Tony's TikTok treasures. Time to dig in the old chests and see what we can rustle up.
Oh, the old ABC song, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's no longer... So you have the new audio, right?
I do. Okay, yeah, okay, I got it right here.
So let's sing the ABC song how we know it.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I'm...
Okay, so...
Anyway, you get it.
So...
Everyone knows that. Yeah, I mean, it's been a thing for hundreds of years.
Has
now,
it really been?
Well, maybe not, but... Apparently, it's different now. Apparently, it's changed.
Well, go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, what's funny about this has been a big talking point the last couple of days, because ABC News during their morning show was talking about this.
But you're telling me this is an old thing.
So there is a video that this video is dated from October of 2020.
You know what? There's so many videos out there.
You're not wrong. Somebody
takes
found
a
lot
to find it. Yeah.
So what the whole story is that apparently there are, I don't know if it's parents, educators, who kind of organized this whole thing, but a change in the alphabet song, which kind of breaks my brain a little bit. So here's the new version if you've never heard it before. Okay. Ready? You ready for this?
You guys, I have huge, 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 huge news. I have a fifth grader, a fifth grader, a fourth grader, a third grader, a third grader, a first grader, and a preschooler.
Oh, that's a lot of kids, by the way.
Oh, my God. God bless you, girl. God bless you.
And I just got news that the alphabet song is changing. Are you ready for this? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say my alphabet.
Wait, even the N changed a little
Apparently
bit.
Apparently so.
Oh my gosh.
So
what they've done is they've taken...
They've uncrammed the L, M, N, O, P part.
Right.
And kind of broken it up differently. And then they got rid of the and...
So now, L M N O P is not a thing.
L M N O P Q. No.
Yeah, I'm all confused now.
It hurts my head because you've L-M-N-O-P heard it that way.
L M N O P is now H U K L M N, and then O P Q.
Doesn't it hurt your head?
Kinda
so the
does.
Reason that this the argument is being made for this change, which apparently has been actually talked about for years now, under the main news radar of the world, is to, first off, make it easier to pick up each letter and get rid of the L-M-N-O-P, like the quick crammed letters.
L-M-N-O-P. Yeah.
And then also to get rid of the and at the end, because and isn't a letter. So it has just the letters all in more sequential space and time.
I'm going to have to ask my children to sing me the alphabet song to see what version they sing.
What they've learned?
Yeah.
I'm really curious because, yeah, they're at an age where they might have maybe picked up.
I'd call Rose right now, but she was up till 3 a.m. singing the alphabet song last night, so she'll be sleeping till 2, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. So if you, parent out there, have some younger kids, what version of the alphabet do they know?
Yeah, like, is this a thing in Minnesota, Wisconsin schools, or is this, like, somewhere, just somewhere else, like, West Coast?
Well, and, like, I'm curious how, because there's an actual, like, a education-themed website trying to promote this new song,
all right.
But I don't know how well it's caught on, if it's just kind of an internet thing that's, people are trying to make a thing for some soundingly legitimate reasons. It just sounds weird to me, because, and I'm guessing you, because we're used to the other one.
7402MIX is our phone number, 7402MIX. If you want to talk about the new alphabet song, give us a call, or you can always drop us a message on the Mix 108 app.
Does the new song hurt your head like it hurts mine?
Yeah, it's not great. I don't like it.
Like, I get it. I understand why. I don't know. As she's going through the letters, I get lost.
Not good.
All right, so let us know what your thoughts are on that. Also, coming up here in a little while, a chance to win some Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets here in Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew. It's Nick Cooper. It's Tony Hart. And it is Jessica joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Good.
Nice. So we're going to play the 5-second rule game. Really easy. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to name 3 things. So this is the great example question we like to use. Give us 3 pizza toppings. And you would say pepperoni, cheese, sausage. You need to have 5 seconds to do that. That obviously will not be one of the questions. So we'll let Nick go first.
Okay.
So we can get a little taste of how this works. Jessica, here we go. Nick, name 3 things that you might steal from a hotel. Name 3 things you might steal from a hotel. Go.
Towel, soap, shampoo.
Wow, got it in there. Good job.
I don't steal anything. What are you talking about?
All right. Yeah, right. Okay, Jessica, name 3 things you would put on a Christmas tree. 3 things you would put on a Christmas tree. Go.
Lights, bulb, Christmas ornaments.
All right, there you go. All you need is 3.
There you go.
Good job. All right, Nick, are you ready?
I think so.
Name 3 things you would say to a cute baby. Name 3 things you would say to a cute baby. Go.
Oh, I don't know what else to say at that point. You got me, Tony.
Come on.
You threw a curveball at me.
All right. Jessica, name 3 things you would say to a cute baby. Name 3 things you would say to a cute baby. Jessica, go.
Okay. Oh, you're so cute. I love you. Goo goo gaga.
Good job. See?
All right.
See how easy that was, Nick?
All right. Fair enough.
Everyone that you get wrong from now on, I'm going to have the other person do.
Please do.
To prove you wrong. All right. Nick, here we go. Name 3 ways or 3 ways you would say that you're having sex. Name 3 ways to say that you are having sex. Go.
Whoopee, boink.
Wild, all right.
Boink?
Sure.
Well, you just played the sound effect.
Boink? All right, Jessica, all you need is this one to win. No, you don't have to. I'm not going to make you do that one. I won't make you do that one. Jessica, for the win, name 3 things you say when you're surprised. Keep it clean. It is family show. Name 3 things you would say when you were surprised about something. Go.
Ah, oh my God. I can't believe it.
Yeah. And you can say all those things right now, Jessica, because you just won tickets to go see Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Way nice work.
Good job,
woo-hoo!
Jessica.
Thank you.
You bet. Enjoy that show. We got all of your information, so you should be good to go. Just head on over to St. Croix Casino Hurdle this weekend. Your name will be on the list. Enjoy that concert. And if anybody else wants to go to the show, tickets are still available, and we may have another pair to give away tomorrow.
Nice.
All right.
All right, Jessica, thank you.
All right, thank you.
See you, bye. Bye. Have fun at the show.
Coming up here a little bit, we'll check in with WDIO here on Mix It 08. Thanks for that question, Tony.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You know what you did. You know what you did.
Hold on. There we go. Get everything set back up here.
There we go.
There we go. All right. So it's the Mix It 08 Morning Crew. It's Nick Cooper. It's Tony Hart. It's Leah from WDIO. Hi,
good
how's
morning.
It going?
How are you?
It's so good. I'm having a great morning. Sun's out.
Beautiful,
blue skies.
Yes.
I'm almost done for the day. So
perfect.
Nice.
We're in the home stretch.
It's nice love when that. It's, you know, you're done by 10 a.m. So have you ever been to the Minnesota State Fair?
I have not. The only, I get asked this a lot, and I have to remind people, I have not been in Minnesota.
Right, right.
Like, besides moving here in
just
June.
A couple months
right,
now.
Yeah.
That's why I just want to make sure that you've never exactly. previously visited the Minnesota State Fair.
I have not, but I'm very excited to.
As a new Minnesotan, you're going to have to go this year.
I know, because all of my social media has now geofenced me in. They know I'm in the Midwest, so all I'm seeing is highlights. Because I think the Wisconsin State Fair is right now. So I'm getting reviews of everything there.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm assuming there's a decent amount of overlap in some of the content and ideals of the food.
We don't talk about the Wisconsin State Fair.
We don't talk about that one.
That's basically,
so that one's now. So this one's they say the best one for last.
Yeah, that's basically a county fair. All the other fairs, are, except for maybe Texas, are basically county fairs, right?
Wow.
But the Minnesota State Fair
is a big deal.
It's in a league of its own. Not only the food is probably one of the biggest headlines of the Minnesota State Fair. YouTubers, influencers literally travel to try the food at the Minnesota State Fair because it is a very unique thing. There's also the rides and the entertainment and the animals and the concerts and the midway and the drinks, the cocktails. And yesterday, the Minnesota State Fair dropped their list of 63 brand new beverages that will premiere at this year's Minnesota State Fair. I just want to run through a couple of them with you guys.
Tell me what's popping out on your mind, because I'm scrolling through and there is so many things.
So Duluth is represented really only by, it looks like, by Wild State Cider. There's no other Duluth.
So with a new item anyway.
There's no other Duluth Brewery. Is there anything on the list?
So these are just new ones, or is it the complete list of everything that's going to be there?
This is true. This is new, so there might be returning that, that this just aren't new. Yeah, so Duluth Wild State Cider has their Apple Pie Hazy Cider. It's what they call a delightful fusion of fresh pressed apples and warm pie spices. Are we in on that one?
I like that because if it's a cider, you're just enhancing the apple more. And right. I'm from Vermont. We love apple pie. That is like our thing. So I'm down for that. And I love fall. So I'm excited to try that one.
If you haven't done so yet, check out the cider places in town. Both of them are pretty good.
Yeah. Wild State Cider also has their Blackberry Breeze, which is obviously a blackberry cider. And they also have the Prickly Pear Passion Fruit Cider that will be available at this year's Minnesota State Fair.
That's a mouthful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Slushies and frozen drinks seem to be kind of a big thing this year at the Minnesota State Fair.
I'm sure that'll be nice because it's going to be, you know, you're walking around in the heat all day, in the sun. Yep.
One of the ones that kind of caught my attention was the Spicy Pineapple Margarita. It's made with pineapple and tequila flavors. And some habanero bitters topped with Tajin seasoning.
Yes, please.
Tajin.
That sounds really good. Doesn't it, right? Yeah.
That sounds really good. I do love a good margarita. So that sounds very good.
S'more than a flushy. S'more than a slushy. Not a flushy. S'more than a slushy. Is a flavor. It's got a toasted marshmallow flavor with rich chocolate and graham cracker crunch. Easy for me to say. Made by Urban Growler Brewing. And the Mudslide Slushy is also a thing this year from Liftbridge. Yeah.
I don't know if I like the idea that these are slushies and not like milkshakes. I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
I get you.
I'm not sure. I'm skeptical. I'm sure they taste really good, but I'm a little bit cautious on those two.
Bent Brewstillery in Roseville has come up with what they've called the Purple Rain IPA, spelled R-E-I-G-N, probably because of copyright reasons. This vivid purple double dry hopped cold IPA uses 100% Minnesota malt as its backbone for a princely amount of hops, lending fruit, fresh pineapple, and nectarine notes.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
I'd give it a go.
And there's also a lot of like other very kind of spicy kind of drinks and beers and IPAs. I love the spicy stuff.
Sure,
so
yeah.
I'm all in on anything spicy. Any spicy drinks. Here's another one that caught my attention. Fulton Brewing has their triple berry cream ale.
Ooh.
Sign me up for this. It's a triple set of flavors exploding with bright, vibrant, and fresh fruitness from a blend of strawberry, blueberry, and raspberry, and with a creamy taste.
Yep, I do that.
I'm all in on all of these, honestly.
You've not given really a bad one yet, Tony.
No, I can't.
No, they're all pretty cool.
Okay, so hold my beer. I present to you, courtesy of Spiral Brewery out of Hastings, Minnesota. You asked for a nasty one. Here you go.
Okay.
Inspired by the perfect fair food condiment. Any ideas?
Oh, I saw this on the list. Oh, I was very skeptical.
This
is it mustard?
Mustard beer is a full-bodied, hop-forward session IPA spiced with mustard seeds.
Yeah. I'm adventurous.
See, I like mustard. I don't know. I would probably try it. Especially if I had a burger and that. I think that's a great... It could be good.
It's called Mustard Stain IPA. Mustard Stain. Now, if it was Butter. Called Grey Poupon Stain, no. I might be in on that. Like, I'm not a mustard guy, but I am a Grey Poupon guy.
Okay.
But, yeah, I like mustard on hot dog. I like as a condiment, but as a beer flavor?
Yeah,
I'm a little skeptical on that. A little skeptical. I would have to try a little sample before
there are
I
also some classics to be aware of. Like, there's a mini donut one that's always there, and there's a cookie one. Beers. So if you're looking for an adventure, you're gonna find one.
That mini donut beer is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Because the mini donut one, actually, the beer tastes like mini donut, but there's also like a cinnamon sugar.
The rim is done.
Yeah, the rim is like cinnamon sugar. Yeah. So the drink tastes like donut, and then the cinnamon sugar rim. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's a win. Ooh. So you've got a list of probably more than you could handle going a few days to the state fair. So enjoy.
It would be hard to try all of these, but yeah, I'm looking at that grilled pineapple lager. That's the one that
get yourself a little bit of trouble if you try.
Oh yeah, yeah, that one. There's a lot of pineapple flavors on this year's list too. A lot of tropical pineapple flavors,
trending thing,
which I love.
Summer.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. So before we let you go, let's talk weather. You mentioned a nice day today. I mean, pleasant, not too hot, plenty of sun.
Yeah, plenty of sun for today, but we won't see many clouds moving overhead until tomorrow afternoon. That will be the next kind of round of showers and storms coming in on Wednesday afternoon, and they'll start to clear out as you get into Thursday the afternoon, so they'll be lasting overnight. So some more rain is expected, but nothing severe or too strong. Just keeping an eye on that, and then we'll be brightening up for the rest of the weekend. It'll be a little bit breezy on Friday, not too warm per se, but we'll get there by Sunday.
Okay.
Back to that 80 degree.
All right. So we'll swing back in the other direction then eventually.
Exactly. This is our cool stretch.
All right. It's our cooler era this summer.
Yes. Cool era this cooler summer. Era.
Right. Enjoy your day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Yep. Sounds good, guys. Right, see you then.
Bye. We'll kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free. Brought to you by The Beard, Nicolay Law, with music on the way from Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, and more coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning.